Subject Geography. Chapter 4 Our Occupations. Good morning to all my class 3 students. When you look around your house, you can see a television, a bed, sofa, computer, mobile, and many other things. Where did all these things come from? These things were bought by your parents. To buy these things, your parents needed money. From where did they get the money? Well, your parents go to work and earn money to buy you everything you need. The work that we do to earn or get money is called an occupation. Different people do different kinds of work. Some work in offices, some are teachers, doctors, engineers, potters, farmers, and laborers. In India, most of the people live in villages, and so farming is one of the main occupations in our country. Some of the crops grown by the farmers are fruits, vegetables, tea, jute, and cotton. Some people also keep animals for their use, and this is called cattle rearing. For example, a hen is kept for providing eggs and meat. Many people also work in industries or factories which depend on farming. For example, a person working in a textile or cloth mill makes cloth from cotton, which we get from the cotton plant. Have you ever seen or been to a tea garden? Well, you can see women picking tea leaves and putting them in baskets. These leaves are later taken to a factory where they are processed or cleaned and then used for making tea. There are a lot of thick forests in our country. People cut wood from these forests and use the wood to make doors, windows, paper, and furniture. Some people also collect gum, herbs, and latex. Latex is a substance which is taken out from the trunk of the rubber tree. People use this latex to make many things out of rubber. Fishing is another important occupation in our country. People living in the coastal areas catch fish from the sea. Some of the fish are packed in tins and sent to other parts of India and to other countries. Mining is another important occupation. Miners, people who work in the mines, bring or dig out metals and minerals like coal, iron, mica, and limestone. And some of these metals are used for making bicycles, aeroplanes, railway engines, and tools. So children, I hope you enjoyed this lesson. Thank you.